Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
What is going on, everybody? It is Brian and Matt right here in the studio. Wicked Curiosity at its finest. You are listening to Everything is Everything, where we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. We got politics, religion, police. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Fat people, skinny people.
Midgets.
Little asses, people. Bulls, sports players. I mean, we got athletes, got everything. Now, there's always something popping to talk about. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to bring it here to the show. And it's going to be pretty awesome, wouldn't you say?
Dynamite.
Matt, my good buddy, Matt. I'm Brian. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fucking great.
Yes. All right. So, let's get it started. Now, like I said, we're going to talk about anything and everything. My buddy here found this wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Created by scientists.
Engineers.
I'm going to let him... Yeah, go okay. Ahead, because this is weird.
All right. We all love our tech here, and what we're going to talk about right now is Samsung, the factory, has bought up something in R&D. What we got on right now is they're trying to test on whether this phone is going to bend and how long it's going to last. So they develop what is known as an ass robot. This robot... All right. In all seriousness, this robot does twerk.
It's a twerking robot ass. Just the ass, not a body?
Just the ass.
Okay, just the ass.
I just recently saw the video. It's actually quite funny. I'm sorry. But the thing is about this is that they had to test it. Engineers are trying to come up with...
Here's my question. Okay, I got to stop you. Okay. Now, if you look at the way of a female, anybody will twerk, the ass doesn't bend. It comes from, like, the hip area. The hip, the lower back, that's what bends. So why aren't they doing, like, the flexibility of something else other than the fact that these scientists are probably perverts and looking at a different way to maybe make a new doll?
Oh,
they got those. They got those lifelike sex dolls coming out of like China. So
yeah, the real doll. Yeah, yeah. Very expensive, out of my price range, unfortunately. This one has butt cheeks that are squishy. It has jeans. It has a pair of jeans on. Here's the thing: a lot of people don't know about iPhone. Samsung makes iPhone screens now. So. I've had both. I prefer iPhone when it comes to durability. Samsung apparently has got to have an ass robot to test this out. And, you know, I understand. I've worked in factories before. I've seen these types of tests. But I got to tell you, man, it just popped up in my head. And
okay.
It actually, I found out it from a meme. I had no clue if this was real or not. I just confirmed that it is. But basically, it was like the meme was like, yeah, Samsung has an ass robot. And it's like, yeah, you had me at ass robot. But that was basically it.
Okay. Now, I can understand. Okay, yeah. People sit on their phones all the time. You know, majority of females, they usually put their phone in like two places. If it's not in their purse, it's in two places. It's either in their bra or in their back pocket. And I've got friends, my sister, I think, did it once where she sat on her phone and broke her screen. So I can understand finding a flexibility issue for that. But, one, how much is that going to cost? You know, because phones are expensive as shit as it is. They just had that new one come out not too long ago. It's like over $1,000 now.
Galaxy Fold's just around, the price tag's around $2,000.
Right.
I only know one person that actually has one. It's kind of impressive. Actually... I can't really think of a better way to use a titty pick other than you can fold it and just go to town. I think that's why a lot of people want them. I don't know.
So, okay, so still, you're looking at a new type of material that they clearly don't use now. Because I'm sitting here. If I bend my phone, my screen's gonna pop out. It's already popping out as it is. I gotta hold it down to like look. I gotta hold this down when I talk to somebody. Like if somebody calls me, I have to hold it down there so I can answer it because the phone's not down against that sensor right there.
Yes.
So the only time I don't have to do it is if I'm outside, it's real sunny, and the sun's shining, and it hits my phone just right. Like if I turn my phone like that, it wouldn't work. But if I turn it back the other way, it'd work, and I could do it. Otherwise, I have to do that to hang up, answer a phone, anything. It's weird. So, and it's because I've been it. I've sat on it, I've dropped it, I've stepped on it, whatever. I've gotten mad and thrown it. But what type of material are they going to use for this? And how is it going to be more expensive? Or is it going to be cost efficient? Because, yeah, people need phones like this, but not everybody can afford to go out and buy a $2,000-plus phone. I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a phone. I'll go buy it if you give me a $700 rebate, and maybe then I'll do that. But what would be the point in buying that when my phone does the exact same shit? Now, I don't want to sound like my dad or nothing, because he's like that. You know, he's weird like that. And he'll talk about how it's stupid to spend that much money and this and that. And I understand there's a lot of features and things that people use to this day that help. But is it going to be cost efficient or is it going to cost more? I guess that's like the big thing.
Well, an independent tester did the Galaxy Fold. They said that it lasts about 120,000 folds before it starts to weaken. So $2,000 for a phone that's going to break in half eventually? No, thank you.
Why? You know, but people are going to do it. People are fucking stupid just because they want the next best thing. So people will buy it. Now, I don't know. My phone costs like $400, but it's lasted for a long time and it's taken pretty good beating. But I'm not spending $2,000 on a phone. I'm sorry. Besides, my old lady would kick my ass if she found that out.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about that. I'm a single man.
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know. I just now, if I had the money, like if I was, you know, celebrities and stuff, they've got money to do that. You know, if you're very well off, and you can, and that ain't shit for you, then yeah. But I'm just not gonna do that. I've got something better that I can spend my money on. You know, like bills.
Oh.
I'd rather have electricity than a phone.
So I just watched a video of the robot at 20 plus speed. It's hilarious, man. This thing can twerk.
I gotta see this. Do it again.
Check it out. Come on. You know those, look at that, dude. You know those engineers are doing something with that after hours.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask you. Okay, so why the ass, though? That's what I'm saying. A back, a bone. Why the ass?
A curved, squishy piece of material.
They could literally just take a piece of metal of this material.
Yeah.
They could take a piece of this material. It just flat and just bend it. So why an ass? Unless they're planning on doing something else with it. I think there's actually, I really think that there's a further goal along those lines that they're not going to put out. You know what I mean? They're going to try and do something. I think they're trying to compete with China at that point.
Yeah,
they're trying to buy some kind of South Korea
where this is happening. I have seen other robots. I'm not going to go into that can do much more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to compete with those dolls. Those. I mean, if you've seen the videos we've talked about, they are full size, grown ass adult body sex dolls that do whatever you want. They talk to you and everything.
Yes, they
have
AI.
Creepy.
It has AI. It learns more about you every day.
You ever seen that? It was a very short show. I can't remember what the name of it was, but they had AI dolls. And the dude ended up having sex with it. And, like, they were going
Robin
crazy.
Robin Williams?
No, it wasn't Robin Williams. It was a newer show. It was on TV for, like, I think it was, like, a couple seasons. But it was weird. And it just, man, if you got to go. And the fucked up thing about it is we've actually got a conversation coming on a little later that's going to fit. The people that make these are the same people that do the stupid shit that we're going to be talking about a little bit later.
Yeah, incels.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about incels and a situation that's coming up.
For you, those of you who don't know, an incel is a man that is involuntarily celibate.
Because they can't get laid. So, before we get to that, though, I want to do the one after. So I'm going to let you do this one because you brought this one to my attention just, an hour ago.
Yes.
I did not know about. So I'm going to let you do this one because I don't want to mess this one up. This is hilarious.
We're going to talk a little sports. Antonio Brown has had an interesting year.
It's very interesting. Look, I seen a meme on Facebook the other day, dude. It said Antonio Brown's the only athlete in sports history of all sports to have been on three teams and have all three team jerseys on the clearance rack at the exact same time. So, anyways, go ahead.
Well, here recently, Antonio Brown has been going through some things. A doctor is suing him for $11,400 for unpaid bills, but the interesting part about this is he claims Antonio Brown repeatedly farted in his face during examinations and laughed about it. So I picture this. I don't know whether, you know, he's literally grabbing his head and putting it down there and just letting it rip. The guy... I feel sorry for the man. Honestly do.
I don't. No, I don't. I don't feel sorry for him.
Nah, me neither.
He's an arrogant prick. I give it to him. He was an amazing receiver. Okay, when he was with Pittsburgh, he did his thing. I mean, he was great. And he could have been elite. He could have been one of the top receivers of all time. Now, the problem with that is, one, if he would have stayed with him, it doesn't matter because, well, you got a quarterback that's constantly getting injured or constantly being in trouble, so he might as well just hang up his cleats because he's out for the season. But he can't keep his mouth shut, okay? And I hate to say this because I'm a huge fan of the 49ers, but it reminds me of Terrell Owens with the San Francisco 49ers. He went to Dallas. He went to Philadelphia. I mean, he went everywhere, too. He couldn't keep his mouth shut. So this is Antonio's problem. Then he leaves there and goes to Oakland. He's not in Oakland very long, and he's gone from there, which was hilarious because he got that rape allegation.
Three.
And it was funny because I seen a thing on Facebook that had a picture of, it said, Antonio Brown's first sexual assault accuser. And it had a picture of John Gruden with makeup and long hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then he goes to New England, and he's gone immediately. I mean, this guy's got problems because he can't keep his fucking mouth shut. You're getting paid millions and millions of dollars to catch a fucking football. Now, granted, there's a lot more into it than that, but bottom line, you're getting paid millions of dollars to catch a damn ball. Shut your fucking mouth. Get your paycheck. You are a hero to children and some adults in the world. Keep your mouth shut. That's his problem. I can't stand the dude because of that. Now, this situation with the doctor... Okay, so maybe the guy's got, like...
a fart fetish?
A bad gas thing going on with his stomach or something, and he needs to get checked. But how many times do you have to go in for a physical to where you're in a position to be farting in the doctor's face? So what is wrong with you physically?
Do they still do the turn your head and cough shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that. And, well, like when I joined the military, they actually have you know, you're in a room with a doctor, and you actually have to bend over, and you have to spread your ass cheeks so he can look at your little asshole. Now... I did freak a guy out in Mets because he was like a homophobe and he was like asking what we were going to do in there. And I told him that when you bend over and spread them, I said, if you feel a light breeze, don't worry. It's just him blowing a light little, you know, it's just a small little, just blowing a little on, just to see the reflexes. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm out of here. Threw his file down and he left. Now, I don't know if he ever went back or not, but it's funny because people freak out over shit like that. But what is he doing to be accused of farting in this guy's face repeatedly? What is he doing, or what does the doctor feel like he needs to do to get his face that close? I mean, isn't that a good question? I mean, maybe it is a fetish thing. And he realized that Antonio Brown wasn't really wanting to further their relationship, so he went after the money aspect of it. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, it says that he showed up 3 hours late for a body fat check in 2018 before proceeding to pass gas in his face and leaving without paying. Maybe that was his form of payment he thought of.
I'll shit in your mouth and we're good.
I mean, he was a receiver for so long. I mean, maybe he wanted to be the giver in this situation.
He wanted to pitch, not catch?
Yeah. I mean, the dude could have got pink eye. This is serious.
Could have spread it to his wife, his kids. I mean, yeah, could have been bad. Wouldn't that be messed up if he's like sitting in court testifying on Antonio Brown's behalf, and he's got an eye patch on, and he's got pink eye, with a doctor's note from someone else to verify it?
So, quote from the doctor said, it just seemed childish to me. I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
I mean, so as far as we know, it only happened once. I mean, as it's reported,
as far as we know, it's only happened once. But he did it several times. This was not an accident.
So this wasn't just an isolated incident of,
nope. Oops,
I can't hold it, sorry. I mean, I'm sure it's happened to other doctors before, but I'm sure the patient was like, hey, my bad. Oops, you know, it slipped, something. You know,
yeah, I mean,
back blast area clear. I mean, fuck, warn a guy or something, but said he laughed about it. So, I mean, it had to be, I don't know, maybe he was just pissed off because he didn't get a test result back the way he wanted or something. Maybe, you know, you are the father. Who knows?
Speaking of test results, I went to the doctor a couple of months ago and I got fully cleared. I have no STDs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
High five.
So I told my doctor, I said, yeah, now, thank you, because now you've given me a prescription for raw dogging. But he didn't think it was that funny, but, you know.
So, oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. I like that. I like how you did that. Because you want to talk raw dogging, and you're clear of STDs, sexually transmitted diseases through, could be semen.
Oh.
Which is awesome, because not too long ago, and I love this. I absolutely love this. Now, this happened, what was it? Almost a month ago, right?
Yes.
But due to the fact that we didn't get a chance to talk about it then, we're going to talk about it now. In Australia, a bull insemination factory blew up. Unknown cause of the accident, but it caught on fire and it blew up. And there were, what was it? It said hundreds of
100 cows. Cylinders containing bull semen,
yes,
were destroyed.
100 cylinders.
They had issues because the fire department had to be very wary of projectiles coming out when they tackled the blaze. Now, you got to understand, this is a lot of money.
This is a money shot from heaven. These things are expensive, though.
It took 10 fire crews more than 2 hours to fully extinguish the fire after it broke out at 3 a.m. Okay, 3 a.m., I'm just seeing this in my mind. This is last call. This is obviously, this is Australia, so people like to drink.
Yeah,
last call, you come out, you look upwards.
You get smacked in the face.
Smacked in the face by semen.
With a flaming ball of cum straight to the mouth. I mean.
Cylinders are worth $1,000 per unit.
$1,000 per unit.
$100,000 worth of semen just raining down.
Now, I'm assuming because it was an insemination factory, the insurance company already knew what they were getting into. But at the same time, how do you explain that to the insurance company? Do you just call them up and be like, "Hey, we really blew our wad this time, so it's raining money shots." Okay, I mean, you got flaming balls of bull semen flying all over town. Did it mention a radius on that? I don't remember. Did it have a
it
radius?
It rained on the small town everywhere.
So the whole town got hit.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Those firemen probably had to have some counseling. I'm thinking.
Well, not only counseling, but I'm sure they had like, I don't know, man. I remember it saying that, you know, it was even harder for them to put it out because the canisters kept popping off.
Yeah.
But It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to tell a story like that. I mean, nobody's topping that story at a bar. Nobody's topping that story at the family picnic, anywhere. So, I don't know, dude. That's, wow. I still can't get over it. Like, even talking about it now, it's weird. You got that look on your face, so.
I got that look on my face because I'm looking at this video and it's showing the equipment that they used to obtain these specimens, and I'm a little bit traumatized. We have an ad now, but it did show.
Okay, so
speaking of AI, we were talking about this last week, and I'm looking through my phone, and you know they listen to us. So I got an ad on my phone for this particular equipment.
Right.
I never searched for it on my phone.
It just popped up?
It just popped up.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. Agencies are coming, knocking at your door. They're probably looking at you for you right now. Mom's telling you, telling them she don't know where you are. You're going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
For looking at bull semen factories.
Horse semen, on the other hand, from racehorses are worth...
Oh, I know those are... Because, well, yeah, I mean, they're...
Hundreds of grand for just one specimen.
Oh, yeah.
And, honestly, if you could get that black market, you'd probably have to take a, you know, good cut out of that. But, I mean, who wouldn't jerk off a horse for 100 grand? Just sneak onto the property. I had a buddy talking about... I had a buddy talking about this. And
you're
I
like
said,
the real-life Tom Green. You're like my Tom Green buddy right there.
But
being a farmer.
You got to think about it. How would you prove it? How would you prove it was that horse? And I come up with a simple solution. Why don't you just shoot a video? Hey, hold it in one hand, your phone in one hand. Jerk it off with the other hand.
Well, and if you get the new bendy phone, too, you can get a good angle. Make sure that they see if you need to, you know. That way you don't have to worry about bending your arm. You can just bend the phone.
Yeah.
That would work. That would absolutely work. I don't know. I like it. What do you think?
I would jerk off a horse for 100 grand, I'm just saying. I don't think there's very many people that wouldn't, but then I'm a bit demented.
Would you do it? If somebody came up and said, I'll give you 20 grand if you jerk this horse off.
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Okay, what's the bare minimum?
I don't know. Right now, a couple hundies sound pretty
bucks.
Good. Yeah.
That's horrible. That is horrible. You don't do that. Don't go jerk off a horse for a couple $100. At least get $700-800 out of it.
You think I'm worth more?
I think you're worth more. I think you are. But anyways, we're going to take a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to get into a couple serious things. And so enjoy this.
One too many. I really must have turned up. Must have been going hard on something in a paper cup. That's the only way I can explain where I'm at right now. I must have really been throwing them down. Cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could or I knew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up humble. Cause I never would have done it so. I could blame it on the jack, pin it on the queer boy. Surely I was sipping on some hell I don't know. Wish I could find some bad excuse to explain what I did to you. Cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the word. Broke your heart, could I do and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up hungry, but I never would have done it sober. 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could I do it to our world apart? Tomorrow I know I'll wake up home. 'Cause I never would have done it sober. No, I never would have done it sober. I must have had one too many. I really must have turned it up.
Hey, coming at you live. We're back from our little discussion here. This is Matthew.
What up?
And Brian.
Yo!
So we left you off.
Talking about bull cum.
Yeah, that's where we left you.
And yeah, it's great. Kind of disgusting. Go ahead.
I just can't get the image out of my head, honestly. Speaking of Joker, yeah. The new Joker movie came out.
Now, this goes back to what we were talking about with what we were just talking about.
Ass robots. And sex dolls and the fact that some guys, I've never had this problem personally, but some men out there, apparently they can't get laid. Involuntarily celibate, they call them. And we all know that the internet can be a very toxic community sometimes. 4chan, 8chan got shut down recently because it was so toxic. What's going on, the Army had released a statement to be careful when you go to the movie theater to see this because of shootings. Now, not that long ago when the last Batman movie came out, Dark Knight came out, there was a shooting in the theater. It's pretty messed up. But the incel community identifies with the Joker, especially in this movie. So what we have here is disgruntled virgins. There's actually in a couple of theaters that they have denied access to the movie if you come alone and you look pathetic. I'm not making this up.
Okay, so now I want to make sure I'm checking on something because I want to make sure I'm right. I don't want to bring up the wrong one here, but let's see. I'm double checking my facts. That way I don't say something wrong here, because if I say it wrong, I'm going to get corrected, and I don't want to get corrected. So I'm okay. So what we have is somebody pissed off, apparently disgruntled because he can't get laid. So they're threatening to shoot movie theaters.
Yes.
Basically, their aim is for guys that do have what they can't have.
Yes.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Either way, they're not getting laid. So, okay. Now, originally, if you remember back in 2012, or 13, something like that. There was a shooting at a theater in
Aurora, Colorado.
Over in Colorado. Now, at first I was thinking it was the other Batman, but it was actually it was a different one. It's not one with Joker in it. So I was thinking, okay, so obviously it's a Joker related incident because they say, and I read in the article, that the Joker actually they try to say they identify with the Joker's lifestyle of being celibate as well. He's an incel also.
Yes.
So they're trying to identify with that, which I am sick and tired of hearing that fucking word, by the way. Identify as this, and I identify as that.
Identify as the Apache helicopter.
I'm tired of hearing it. Right, but you don't have a landing zone, so shut up. But but no, this is stupid. It's people trying to find a way to get their attention. I'm sorry, but if you can't get laid, go to a fucking brothel, hit a whorehouse, go to Vegas, get you a stripper, get you a prostitute because they're legal there, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So go somewhere. You know, any city you go to, there's going to be somebody who's willing to do something for you. I'll watch my mouth this time, but do something for you for a very low price.
Yeah, speaking of...
Yeah, tell me about yours.
Let's hear about yours again. I like to cycle. I ride at night. We have a particular McDonald's in our location that is known for prostitution. I'm on my bicycle. I get propositioned by a prostitute, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, really, bitch? What are you going to do? Hop on my handlebars? Where are we going to go? And first of all, Matt don't pay for strange. I just don't.
Well... Okay.
Plus, I want to keep my prescription. I don't raw dog hookers.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard to get laid.
Absolutely not.
This day and age, it's made it so easy to get laid for anybody. I mean, like I said, there are literally places you can go specifically for that reason right there. You can look online and find somebody. It's going to happen.
McDonald's just got to go, man. We've had nothing but problems.
Or you can go to... Well, we've had the drive-by shooting. Literally, we had a drive-by shooting in our drive-thru of a McDonald's here in town.
I was actually working there at the time.
Were you?
I was not scheduled. I was not working at when the incident
You weren't
happened.
On the clock. But
I was not
employed.
On the clock, but I was employed there at the time. I'm not even going to go why I was there.
I mean... A drive-by shooting while a car is in the drive-thru.
It was a dispute over a tomato on a sandwich. The guy in the drive-thru flung it back on the windshield of another man. Then comes a shake, hits his windshield. He gets out, just starts blasting. Okay. He missed.
Oh, wait, he did get out. That's right. It wasn't a drive-by, but... Yeah. Because I remember original reports was that he drove up by the car and started shooting. That's right. But then they did say he got out. So, right.
Yeah, and also the McDonald's, I'm banned from their Facebook page because I left them a horrible review.
I didn't even know McDonald's had a Facebook page.
They absolutely do.
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, everybody's got a Facebook page nowadays, but I honestly have never looked up McDonald's on Facebook.
2 a.m., I'm telling them about my awful experience of coming through the drive-thru, and I'm seeing a guy in a Camaro, and he's got this chick in the passenger side seat, and she's eating a McChicken sandwich while he's finger blasting her. And that's what I said. I said there was a dude in a Camaro at 2 a.m. finger blasting his date while she's eating a chicken fucking sandwich. What are you going to do about this?
Add more mayonnaise?
Oh. Speaking of, I saw someone order a McChicken sandwich, and they asked for a little extra mayo. And they slapped on at least about a quarter pound of that stuff on there.
Jeez.
A McCum sandwich.
They cannot do anything right. They really can't. The only thing that they can do right, which I don't even eat McDonald's much anymore. We just stopped by there the other day because it's cheap, it's convenient, it's quick, you know, and easy when you're out and the kids are hungry. They like McDonald's, whatever. So we'll go by there and we'll get something to eat. So I got a sandwich and stuff. But, that stuff makes my stomach hurt anymore. I can't do it. But I'll be damned when the McRib comes back. I'm coming for the McRib.
Next week.
I'm going back for the McRib. I promise you that.
Number one stolen item out of the freezer is McRibs when they come in. Employees get fired all the time for taking it.
Now, see, when I worked at McDonald's, which a long time ago, long, long time ago, but I worked at McDonald's, man, I was taking, like, the bags of, like, the M&M minis that went for the McFlurries
right.
and stuff. I was taking that shit home. Put it in the blender with some ice cream, make my own shit at home. It was so much cheaper that way.
Yeah, don't get me started on their ice cream machines.
But, so, we'll talk one more issue here, and then we're going to call it a night. Something that, and this came up because of a situation that happened recently. Now, it's an ongoing thing that's happened. It's caused a huge spark within the NFL. And then it branched off with other sporting events and stuff like that around the world. Talking police brutality. Excuse me. Now, there's no secret to it that police brutality is an issue in this country. There's many issues, many situations. Okay, cops killed this person, cops killed that person, and they're always bad. The cops are always wrong, right? Problem is, the media only shows you what they want to show you. They want to show you what's going to go against what they don't believe in, what they don't think is right. Okay? We all know the media is biased. So, they show you clips of videos. Now, who do you know that's going to stand around waiting for an issue to happen with their phone ready to hit record at any moment? Nobody. I mean, there are people, but
you always see these videos, and I've seen them myself. I've clicked on one, and then you go down the rabbit hole, and you're watching all these videos of police brutality, and you see some really bad stuff. Now, you've got to understand.
You never see the beginning.
You never see the beginning, but even so, Arizona, just here this summer, two police officers pull out guns on a six-year-old girl and her mother because she stole a doll from the Dollar General.
Yeah, see, that's extreme.
They said, you need to get out of the car now, because they had just gotten out of the car. They were in the parking lot. And it said, get out of the car or I will shoot you.
Now, wait. Did the mom know the daughter took
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely not.
Because, see, that I've had that happen before where
yeah.
kids drop something in the car or something as you're walking out. And you don't catch it.
No, the mother didn't know.
Or they're holding on to something, and you just don't catch it. I mean, there's, especially with, like with me, when I go to the store, we got all the kids, you know. We're watching four or five kids at a time, plus we're trying to do what we're doing. You don't catch everything.
Yeah.
So it happens.
But the issue is what, when it comes to police brutality, is race.
Yeah.
And the issue is, they're going to protect their own. And they always do. There's a code. Recently come out.
I was going to say, if you're bringing up that issue, protecting your own, it takes it extreme at points. I understand protecting your own, but there's two situations which are bullshit. Well, there's a lot more, but there's two specifically new situations. Because there's a guy, I can't remember where it was at. He got convicted, he got caught molesting a fucking child. And this prick is going to get off on it. But not only that, but he does not have to register as a sex offender. Court approved, or court pushed, the judge decided he's a police officer. He's protecting and serving. So he doesn't have to register as a fucking sex offender. That right there is bullshit. Now, there are times where the police are not above the law. Plain and simple. They're there to enforce the law, but they're not above it. They should be held at the same exact standard as you or I are. If we go out to a bar or something, we get into a fight, or something happens at a Walmart or anywhere, the same fucking rules should apply for a police officer as well. If not the same, then they should be held to a higher standard because of the fact that they're there to enforce the law.
Look, these guys have been trained. They have been trained to handle themselves in stressful situations. But yet, we see time and time again them pulling on guns and they are shooting people down that aren't trained. And what are you going to do when you got a gun in your face if you're not trained? And they are going to tell you to stay calm. Now, yes, they should be held to a higher standard because they are trained to handle that situation.
Yes, they are. Now, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. But here's my thing. And I want everybody to know that neither one of us are against the police. I know quite a few cops, actually, that are amazing.
Yeah.
They're great at what they do. But there is an issue out there. Now, you can't assume they're all bad because, you know, you got a few bad apples. But when you've got a situation like that, yeah, you're right. They're trained to handle high-pressure situations. Sometimes they do take it to the extreme. Now, should they draw their gun on the woman with their child? Hell no. Maybe have their hand on it ready to pull in case she's got a weapon. Because I understand, you know, they go into a situation, they don't know what's happening or what's going to happen.
Yes.
But they should be ready. You see them hands-on, ready to draw if need be.
No, this was in broad daylight. It was a woman and her 6-year-old daughter.
I disagree with that. I think that's a little that's an extreme show of force. You know, at most tasers.
Yes.
You know, but so anyways, we have so my mom, she posted something on social media about an incident where a black man was pulled over by a police officer. Okay? went through the stops, went through the whole checks, you know, and everything. Cops asked him, you know, do you have any weapons in your car? Blah blah blah. Yes, I have a gun. I have a license. You know, he's willing to show his license and everything. Gets out of the car. They search his car. They see the weapon. They check identification and everything. Goes through the whole process, right? Drives away. Still living. Still breathing. In his own fucking car, drives away. Now, my mom made a great point. Follow the law. Do what you're told. Do what you're asked of when you're stopped by the police. And if you're doing nothing wrong and you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. Now, I understand that that's not always the case because police go in, and because of so many issues, they're already on high alert.
Yep.
And not to mention, you never know which one you're going to walk into. You could walk into one that's racist or have an issue and just jump straight to conclusions. Got it. But she posted this thing saying, hey, look, you know, you do this, you do that, blah, 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 and, you know, everything should be fine. So a guy gets on, and he comments on it saying, I disagree completely with everything you're saying because you didn't post something negative about it. He started complaining. He was complaining that she posted a positive post of a black man getting stopped by police and nothing bad happening instead of posting about something that has happened in a negative manner. Now, so basically in his view, my mom should only post negative postings about things that have happened in a bad way, somebody getting shot, somebody dying, whatever. So he starts attacking her. Naturally, I see this, and I jumped in. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute. So you're going to tell me that she cannot post something positive, but it has to be negative. Well, and he starts bashing her because of the fact that he believes that police brutality is a huge issue, which he's not wrong there. But she should post what is going to make people aware of a police brutality situation versus posting something positive for awareness.
Honestly, everybody needed to hear that because last Wednesday there was a murder trial. It was Amber Geiger in Dallas, a former police officer, was convicted of murder of Boston Jean, a black man. She goes up and she goes home to her own apartment complex. Either she said she was exhausted and she was tired. She walks into the wrong apartment, an unarmed black man's apartment, and kills him. She just got sentenced to 10 years. She can go on parole in 5.
Right, but with good time, she'll do what? Maybe 3 years.
Okay.
This bullshit.
This man was 31 years old.
She killed an unarmed black man in his own home with the excuse of I was tired and walked into the wrong house.
And also, a bunch of tweets had come out that they, during the investigation, that's very racist. I've seen them myself. So she was racist. The issue here is just 10:30 last night. The key witness.
This was just last night.
Last night at 10:30 p.m., Joshua Brown, a key witness in the shooting and identifying her, he was shot dead out in front of his apartment.
Huh.
In the back, in the chest.
Did he commit? Well, did they list it as suicide?
No, but here's the thing: he was shot in the mouth, and that is on the streets. You testified.
That's execution.
You testified. You get shot in the mouth.
That's an execution. That motherfucker was executed because somebody was going to go against the police officer and add time.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Now, I'm not going to point out specifics. But we all know that when you go to speak against someone that has some kind of power, you're going to end up committing suicide. Just saying, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and many others. But we'll just leave it at that. people commit suicide.
People were surprised that he committed suicide, but imagine how surprised he must have been.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he never knew he was going to do it until he did it.
Right.
I mean, it just happened. You know, and that's the thing is, so many people, quote unquote, commit suicide, and it always happens to the people who are going to testify against someone of a higher power. And if you notice, there's always somebody that commits suicide in any case. If you look at it, always. Now, I'm not going to name names, but, yeah. So, are the Clintons still running for president?
Nope.
No. No. It's kind of fucked up, in all honesty. The world that we live in, where people are willing to kill one another for protection of themselves because they done did some dirty shit. So, and they're all like, okay, well, yeah, you're good. You're, you know, nothing to worry about there until you speak against us. And then I'm going to kill you. I don't even think this shit's to that extreme with the Illuminati. Well, we do know, you know, that it gets extreme with the Illuminati, okay? And for those of you who don't believe, I'm sorry, but the Illuminati's real. Now, it happens.
Oh, there's a club called the Illuminati. It is down in Jacksonville, Florida. They have a Facebook page as well. They get roasted all the time. That people don't know any difference.
No.
Like,
it's not
the Illuminati.
It's actually pronounced Illuminate. Though.
Illuminate. But
Illuminate.
It looks just like it says.
It
Illuminati.
Does. It
they
does.
Get.
And they get it all the time about it's not the we're not the Illuminati. We're a club called Illuminate. So it's one of those. I don't know, man. It's crazy because there's so many conspiracy theories. There's so many conspiracies behind all this. Now, a lot of it. We'll talk some conspiracy theories at some points too, because those are interesting and I love them to death. I really do, because it really is like an eye opener. But this whole situation right here, cop walks into a man's house, into her neighbor's house, and I'm sorry, regardless of how long you've been living there and regardless of how far you are, I'm sorry, but I walked to the side, fuck his shit. And managed to walk myself into my own apartment. Into a different home, pulling out your weapon and shooting an unarmed black man, or I'll just say unarmed person. You know, we won't even specifically rate to that case, but an unarmed person in their own home, and then say, I was so tired I didn't realize where I walked into. Now, if you're so damn tired, you didn't realize where you walked into, how were you so awake to pull out your gun and shoot a guy?
Absolutely. And if anybody shot a handgun, they're not that accurate. The thing is, when you're in a... You have to be on point to hit someone with a handgun. It's not as easy as it looks in the movies.
I just don't understand. And for her to only get 10 years... She'll do five.
She was treated very well during the trial.
I mean, you said that
one of the police officers, right before she got her sentencing, brushed her hair for her. His father, the victim's father, gave her a hug and said he forgave her.
Now, okay, I can kind of see where. Okay, I can kind of, in a way, understand that part, because now the victim's father, did it say how old he was?
The father?
Yes.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Obviously,
probably a little bit older.
31.
Now, okay, so he's probably at least, 46, 47, at minimum. So, you look at that older guy, understands, you know, you need to learn to forgive, and, you know, you're not going to forgive, but you need to forgive so that you can move on with your life. You know what I mean? And that could be one of those things. Now, people do that. People are able to forgive and, you know, forgive and move on. I don't understand how you can do that so quickly. He must really be in touch with himself and, you know, everything like that. But in a reverse situation, would the son have forgiven her so quickly too? You know what I mean? It really just depends on the upbringing of the house and what's happened in that guy's life and everything to understand where he'd be coming from there. But I don't see myself, if somebody came in and shot my son,
no.
I would not be able to just up and forgive that person at court.
Absolutely not.
And then for her to only get 10 years, do five, and like I said, with good time and good service, you know she'll be cut down even more. She'll be out by, three and a half years.
Yes.
So
I bet she doesn't walk into the wrong cell.
Oh, no, I bet she'd be alert for that shit. Not only that, but I bet you know she'll be in some kind of protective custody as well. They're not going to put her in a prison. Because as soon as that story gets out, they're going to be people headhunting for her ass.
Oh,
you know I'm right. So, anyways, with that being said, we are wrapping it up. Y'all heard it here. This is Everything is Everything, and we will catch you guys later.
See you later.